Hey, how you doing? Hope you're having a great day today. I've got a bit of content here, which is to talk about SEO again, and it's the understanding of the Google SERPs, which is the search engine results pages. Hope you enjoy it. This is going to last about 15 minutes, and it goes into detail about the different structure content of the way that Google in particular lays out its page for search. Okay, so this part is understanding the Google SERPs. So, what exactly is a SERP?
So a SERP is a search engine results page. So it whenever you hit return on google.com, it's going to give you your SERPs for
Okay.
your query.
So, from most layman's perspectives, it is what Google is, what they see as soon as they search into Google, and then it's what the results that it's given. Okay. So, what is there to understand on this? How is it important?
So there's been a lot of changes in the past couple of years, and nowadays you see stuff like featured snippets. So whenever you type a question into Google nowadays, what is a meta description, for example, you'll get I think it's 200 character explanation as to, or a 200 character answer to that question instead of having to click on the page. A feature snippet is a highlighted search box that answers the question you type for in the Google search bar, and it's situated above the regular organic search results. Some people call it position zero, actually, because it's above position one, and they often appear as a paragraph or a bulleted list, and they're usually accompanied by an image relevant to the query.
Okay, but the idea of so it's basically dynamically produced, so no two pages are ever the same.
No.
So they're personalised for every user that ever uses it,
Yeah.
and you sometimes see different results depending on if you're searching on different device or if you're on a different geographic area.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I suppose what we could touch on again is, when we talk about Google, why are we talking about Google? It's just because Google's king. Basically, we could talk about Google or Bing or Yahoo or any of these. They all deliver SERPs, right? But it's basically Google is always going to be the one that we're going to get super focused on. And it's even become the meme where people say Google it instead of search for it, right?
Yeah.
Big like the Big Mac being a burger.
It's a standard
Okay,
now.
yeah. So SERP marketing is the process of promoting a business with a search engine's results, and there's two different types of SERP marketing. There's SEO and search engine marketing. The most effective SERP marketing strategies use both SEO and search engine marketing to achieve goals. So in terms of search engine ranking pages, what are the key things that we need to understand about that in terms of, it's an understanding, I suppose, of the user experience of what they're looking to achieve from it.
I think we also need to take into account the competitive landscape. So, if you're an e-commerce SEO and you're selling matting for or carpets or something, and your competitor is also selling the same thing, you need to look at his SERPs and adopt certain facets of that. So if he's using reviews snippets and he's got that rating, 4.9 rating, 36 votes, and you get those little stars, I would advise you to adopt the same sort of structure in order to compete with that, because people like to see those the rich snippets, as we call them.
Yeah. So the idea of the layout, if you take 10 years of search engine results, today's Google SERPs are far more helpful and relevant and accurate than what they were. And Google's constantly trying to shorten the amount of time and effort it takes for the user to find what they're looking for. Also, Google's now showing lots of different types of ads.
Yeah.
It's showing the shopping ads. It's showing rich answers. So let's run through some of these then. So quick rundown of Google SERP features in currently. So we've got the rich answers, which we're talking about, right? So they've got this pop-up
Yeah, that's not something that we'll be discussing in search engine optimization.
Not really. It's kind of counter what we do because it's killed off, you know, weather websites, that sort of stuff. Weather in Northampton, you know, you no longer click through to weather pages. You can just get all of your information from Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's lots of things now, such as rich snippets is certainly something that we've mentioned before.
Yeah, that relates to the little stars and breadcrumbs, customer ratings, prices sometimes.
Yeah.
And yeah, the breadcrumbs is one of the most common ones, I would say, where it shows the structure of the page. So if it falls under mobile phones, iPhone, that sort of thing, it's going to show the category.
So you need to work, you basically need to go through a process to get that recognised within the rich results, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you can use markups such as schema.org to optimise the content.
Yeah.
Okay, so rich snippets is certainly the where it would pop up. Then you've got knowledge graphs. So basically some of these are being delivered above organic results at the moment in the right hand side menu bar.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things where you'd have an area of specific interest and it will show images, facts and maps and everything relating to that specific topic search, like, you know, Birmingham or Leeds, then it would give you specific information on those areas.
Yeah.
Knowledge panels. So, for example, if you've got a similar to knowledge graphs, apart from it just pulls information from Google Maps or Google My Business listings, so it may be something that's more of a commercial derivative rather than something that's a an area of interest or similar.
Yeah, and if you have your own Wikipedia page, it pulls that up as well.
Yeah. So then you've got local, Google Local. So again, this is where the search results will be based on something who is, they're listed in Google My Business and they've identified a spot on Google Maps and it will pull businesses that are local to you if they're looking at doing things such as gym or takeaways and that sort of thing as well. So
yeah,
the local three pack on that is something that certainly needs looking at. Images.
Yeah, so it's always going to show Google Images, isn't it? Well, depending on the search query, actually, if you're searching something like, I don't know, adorable cats, you know, people are usually looking for a good old cat picture, so it's
something, usually something that benefits from a visual result, then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, similarly, if you're searching for, you know, key rings for sale, it's going to show Google shopping results. So it depends on the search intent. You know, and Google's getting really good at understanding what you're looking for, whether that's informational or commercial or research-driven.
And these images, when somebody clicks on the images, it's not going to take them directly through to from the SERP anyway. It's not going to take them straight through to a company's website. If they click on an image, it's going to take them through to Google Images.
Yeah.
And it will be indexed there.
Yeah, it just expands that image result.
Yeah. So, you know, as well as that, you can display images in different ways. So just by touching it, typing in different searches, it will come up with lots of different terms on that. So coming down to what I would say most people understand as a search engine results page is site links.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's it's a SERP feature which provides an expanded group of links from a specific domain. And it's actually, it's quite hard to influence this because Google determines this itself. You know, there's no way to tell Google what to insert as site links. But the ultimate aim is to allow users to navigate directly to a website page that they're seeking. You know, more common than not is the contact us page for e-commerce setups. People are always looking to get in contact and get on the phone about their purchase.
Okay. So people also ask, so that's another thing that can be related to questions that users would use to explore further topics.
Yeah, another thing which is going to be huge in the next 5 years with voice search becoming a massive thing.
Yeah.
So I think they're implementing that as a bit of a test for people who use Amazon Alexa, Google Home devices and ask questions directly to their smart home devices.
I started to feature Twitter as well, looking at some of the most recent tweets from some key Twitter accounts. So that's another feature that you started to find on there. Yeah. And certainly from an SEO perspective, certainly Twitter as a strategy could be one of those things that they'd want to look at if they could start to influence that.
Absolutely.
So featured snippets is always a really important one.
Yeah.
Certainly that's an area which you know you're going to find that it's going to pop up at the top of the page. Perhaps the best way for businesses to gain exposure in the search engine, basically organically position zero that they're referred to.
Yeah, I mean, if you cover a topic in depth and holistically, you know, Google's going to recognize that and give you a ranking benefit. Even if you sit halfway down page one, you know, you don't need to be in positions one, two, or three to get the featured snippet. You just need to cover the topic in depth.
Yep.
And have a certain amount of backlinks pointing to your page to get that snippet.
Yeah. So there's lots of different types of snippets. There's no point going into all of them, but there's lots and lots of different types of snippets, for sure. So I guess, again, another key one now is the paid Google SERP features in this current point. AdWords always showing at the top of the SERPs and at the bottom, in the footer and header, basically top and tailing any of the organic content.
Yeah, and if it's a product related search term, then you're going to see the shopping carousel.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's always going to be ads involved in the SERPs,
yeah,
for given queries.
And Google had a bit of flack for this, so they've badged it with, it's now, it's got the word ad in a green square next to the search result, so it's clear to people that what is paid and what is unpaid. And then shopping as well, that's another one. Mm-hmm. That, you know, when you think about the SERP pages now, you can see how important it is in terms of actually this is again the landscape that you're working on, right?
Yeah.
So from an SEO point of view, is that how you can navigate all of these different areas to be effective, because all of these are vying for attention.
Yeah, I mean, from an SEO point of view, there's lots of things that we're now competing with in order to get that prime real estate on the SERPs.
Yep.
You know, you've got the shopping results pushing us down, you've got the map packs pushing us down, everything is sort of working against traditional SEO.
Yeah, and they're appearing above the organic results. So
exactly.
So it's Google being a company that needs to make money, has shareholders, and it's constantly working on that. So I suppose the summary is there's two approaches to the search engine results page, which one is paid search engine marketing,
mm-hmm,
or the organic search engine optimization.
Yeah.
And this conversation really is about the focus is on improving organic search optimization.
Yeah, and it's just probably one of the best approaches is, depending on your niche, depending on your industry, it's probably best to use both to maximize traffic from the SERPs. But yeah, I mean, that depends on what you're selling and or what you're providing.
Yeah,
doesn't it?